Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A good night for Brayhead Clan. It was a 5-2 victory at Edinburgh Capitals tonight. With me to talk about it is the head coach, of course, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, as I said, a good win tonight to end the weekend. How do you reflect on the performance?
I thought the guys battled pretty hard today. You know, I thought it was probably our first complete 60-minute game we've played together here, and you know, in tough circumstances. Obviously, that was our, you know, Edinburgh's first game of the weekend and our third. I thought the guys pushed through the fatigue factor and kept the game simple and executed.
After the disappointment in Belfast last night, what did you change to get the outcome you did tonight?
Well, there wasn't a whole lot to work with Belfast. You know, we didn't compete in Belfast. And, tonight we had a good meeting, pre-game meeting. We had good talks, and I could feel the buy-in from the start, and it's something we haven't had, you know, in a while. I could sense it. And after our meetings, I could tell the guys were embarrassed and pissed off from the night before, and wanted to get out there and prove that that's not the team we are in a tough building. I mean, I don't know if Edinburgh's lost in here. They've had some great results. They're a good hockey team. And I thought tonight we did what we had to. And, you know, we started off with killing almost a 2-minute 5-on-3, which, you know, the guys battled hard during that. And I thought we energized from that kill and took over the game.
So how do you reflect on the weekend overall? It's a good positive way to end things, but when you look back at the three games, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I look back on Friday, and I thought we played well against Sheffield. I thought we had every chance to win. Moose had a good game, obviously, but they're a quality hockey team. You know, I don't know if they've lost yet in league. They're double champions for a reason. They found a way to win. We made one mistake there, and they capitalized, and we couldn't get back. But overall, and after video checks, I thought we played well enough to win. I was happy with that performance. Obviously, Saturday's a write-off. It was a bad day at the office, and it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing from everyone, you know. And I thought today, you know, we regrouped on our third game and third night and got home at 4 a.m. And I thought the guys showed some real character, the way we played. You know, we kept it simple. We played to the system. We played, you know, every guy played with a purpose tonight, and the sole purpose and one goal was to find a way to win and get off this little run here of losses. And I'm proud of the way they bought in.
It might be a little soon to ask this, but has a corner been turned, do you think?
You know, I think this league, it's going to be tough. It's going to be much like the NHL, where I think you're going to see everybody's going to beat everyone. You know, and you got to be able to sustain. You got to be able to have that bounce back ability, and you know, you're not going to go. You know, it's going to be tough to go on long stretches like we've done in past years. I think everybody's improved, but. You know, if we can get some self belief from that win tonight, and guys can realize that that's the way we need to play consistently every night, and grind teams down and grind wins out, then yeah, absolutely. You know, if we fall back into old habits, then no. You know, but that's up to the coaching staff. That's to make sure that we got purpose built practices and purpose built video all week. And you know, the biggest thing we can do is take confidence, because that's the thing you can't teach. And there's a good buzz. Guys are happy. You can sense there's some relief. We need to enjoy it for a day. Rest up tomorrow. We need to get back to work here and focus on a huge weekend coming up.
Now, it was 5 goals tonight, 5 different scorers as well. So how pleased were you with the spread of goals throughout the team tonight?
Yeah, anytime we're scoring more than one, Craig, I'm pretty happy right now. But to get 5 from 5 different sources is great. you know, I thought I could have been 6 or 7 tonight. We had some pretty good chances. Foley made some outstanding saves. And so did Zeke on the back end there. Zeke kept us in it. He made sure that game was comfortable for us. You know, he had some chances. They had some chances there where he was big. But yeah, going back to the goals, you know, anytime you get that spread in scoring, we've been dying for secondary scoring. That third line, I thought, crashed and banged all night. Played with a ton of energy. You got, you know, Hammy in the middle of Cowie and Rosie here, and he, you know, it worked out good. It was a line that it gives us a different element than the other two, which are pretty offensive, high octane offensive guys that want to play at the puck. These guys crashed and banged and created some good space and went to the net and got rewarded. So it's good to see. You know, you want to see kind of greasy goals because those are the ones that ultimately get you wins. You know, in the hard areas and paint. And we haven't been doing enough of that. So I liked obviously the spread, but I liked how we scored them tonight.
And that's the thoughts of the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, after Brayhead Clan beat Edinburgh Capitals by 5-2. Well, the next home game for Brayhead Clan, they are back on home ice next Saturday at 7 p.m. And Fife Flyers are the visitors in the first league clash of the season between the two teams. It's sure to be a very fiery encounter. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700 or directly at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's all for now from Clan Radio. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.